Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 123. This episode's going to get 124. This episode's going to get crazy. I logged on, didn't know Scott was going to be here. We got friend of the pod. Question of the day, Scotty F. Ross. I want to start somewhere. We're presented by Parse.
Yep.
I love Parse. You love Parse. Today, it was a tough day for the Cubbies. In the stands, though, there's a little chant, little Jeff got a little, when I say Parse, you say rum chant going, which we love. Our man, Tom, doesn't want to talk today. So we're going to start talking to Tom. Tom.
Yankees are back.
Two in a row.
Do you know when the last time this is like awkward to do now in front of Scotty? Like I had a much different energy plan.
Yeah, say it to my face. Let's go. Come on.
Do you know the last time the Yankees won two games in a row? Scotty, do you know the answer?
I do.
Zach, would you like to tell us?
Wasn't it in July?
It was July 28th and July 30th was the last time the Yankees won back-to-back games.
That's not true. The last time they did was yesterday and today.
It was they
the last time they did it, and now it's we.
Weird.
You know what's crazy too is they haven't won two games in a row in that long, and they're still 27 games above 500.
I'd panic.
Not a bad spot.
I'd probably blow it up.
Do you want to move on from the Yanks? Because we don't keep talking about the Yanks.
Bring it. Let's go. Yankee talk. They're hot. Hot. Game was sick tonight. Felt like a World Series game. I've never been to a World Series. That was in the I kind of was bouncing around because I was doing some stuff in the training room, but sat in the little quiet room of the bullpen for a little bit, but just that, like, I mean, you can feel when you're in the locker room that something like big happened. Like when I was in the training room doing some stuff when Judge hit that homer, and you could feel the whole stadium shake. A normal shake is like, oh, someone made a nice play, like whatever, but you like, feels like the whole roof's going to come down when like someone hits a bomb and Judge was up. We're like, oh God. And like, you know, we have like the delays up or whatever for the TV. So we don't know what's happening. And then you see Judge hit it like, oh, so sick. So sick, but really cool game. Ian,
are you guys boys now? Cause you call him Judgy.
He's the best. He's just, the
I
best.
Knew, dude. I knew for a fact, Hap was going to say something about you calling him Judgy.
Big AJ. Yeah. He's the man. I mean, what do you want? He's the leader. He's the best.
So you're saying he's a leader and he's going to get extended? Is that what you just said?
I'm not. All right. This is turning into a whole gotcha journalism.
Why do you think we brought you on, dude?
I did journalism in college. I know what I'm doing. Come on. What are we talking
you did.
About?
Remember you posted that video of your review?
Yeah.
We'll get that out there. Tom, I have it on my phone. We'll get that out there, brother.
No, don't put – it's tough. It's real tough.
I don't need more shit on my plate right now.
Get it out there. It's all good, dude. We'll all talk.
Well, whatever.
Scott, we'll tag you.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yes. Go ahead.
Is Judge the best ever?
The best ever. He's been, just, like in all seriousness, just like getting here and everyone in the clubhouse has been amazing, but like him specifically just – making me feel super welcome to the team. Like, you know, right when I got there, like kind of, he's like, hey, happy to have you here. Like you're going to be a huge part of this team's success. And just kind of like getting to know him over the last couple of weeks so far, you can see why he's like, you know, one of the best in baseball. Guy takes care of his business on the field, but you know, in the clubhouse, he tries to make everybody feel like, you know, whatever their position is, like they matter. And you know, he's been awesome so far. I think guys feed off of him and watch him go about his business. And, you know, when you know So I'm also very good at baseball, confirmed very good at baseball. So that helps too. But yeah, I mean, he's the man, plain and simple.
There aren't that many blank check guys, but he's a blank check guy. Just blank check, whatever you need, whatever you want.
Yeah. Tom, how much does that hurt to listen to?
I'm just so over this narrative that started last week with the ambush and that's continuing this week. I'm just over it.
But the
Scott,
Yankees,
can I ask you a question? Hold on, can I ask? I have a real question for Scott. Before we take this down, just you guys giving me shit, let's actually talk to Scott. Scott, can I ask you?
Tom, go ahead.
Obviously, the Yankees have struggled since you've gotten there. Is it weird knowing that obviously this team what this team's capable of? You saw before they got there. What's it been like in the clubhouse for the last couple of weeks knowing – you know, you got there and then everything's kind of been – it's been weird.
Are you saying it's Scott's fault?
The question that Tom had was, is this all your fault?
Not my question.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
You can answer Tom's question now.
No, I will say this. Tom did send me a very nice message when I got traded. He said, welcome to New York. Like, hope to see you at the stadium soon. Like, you're going to love it. They're going to love you. All the fans are going to love you. And he's,
Tom said, listen, anything I scream at you, it doesn't mean anything
personal. We'll hash it out in the pod.
Just business. All good.
To answer your question, Tom, I think everybody in this clubhouse knows how good of a team we are. So from an insider's perspective, we weren't playing well. And I don't think anybody wants to go through the stretch that we've been going through, but I think what makes this team, I mean, I've only been in two clubhouses, the Cubs and the Yankees. So what makes this team, I feel like really special is that everybody knows how talented we are. So it's just a matter of we go through stretches. I mean, we go through stretches throughout the season that, aren't the best, but we'll figure it out. And, we won two in a row tonight, yesterday and today, kind of put some momentum together. So I don't think there's any specific panic in anybody's mind, to be honest. Ian, yes.
Is it nice when you're going through a tough stretch as a team to know that you have a massive lead in the division and that everything can be okay because you have such great players? Is that nice?
Yes, it's nice. It's nice, yeah. I mean, you don't even I feel like really nobody's truly not even paying attention to the standings. Obviously we want to play better. We're playing really good teams that, want to beat us. So you just got to kind of go out there and play better. Like Mooney said, so just kind of have to go out and do it. But at the end of the day, it is fairly comforting.
Riz used to talk a lot about having the target on your back and people getting excited to come play. When you're a really good team and you play at a great venue, Wrigley or Yankee Stadium, when teams come to play you, you get their best. You get their best. You get the best gear. You get everything. And it's just, sometimes it's just another game for your team. But, you do get everybody's best when you're at the top like that. And that just happens throughout the course of the season where you catch a strand of games where you get everybody's best. And that's part of the season. It's part of the story.
Part of the season. Yeah. And, I mean, talk about Judge as a, Judge as a leader. Riz has been, also incredible. He's won a World Series. He's been through it. He's been on good teams. He's been on teams that have struggled. He knows how to win. And he just coming over here, it's obviously a team full of, really talented players, but everybody takes care of their business and everybody, wants to win. And it just seems the clubhouse, joined really, has a sense of, what we can do here is special. So, walking in and kind of getting welcome with everybody has been, awesome. And, having Judge and Riz and Carp and everybody else just kind of go ahead, Dakota. Go ahead, say it.
I was just the New York media has really fine tuned you to give some good answers. That's a real pro answer we just got.
I want some cheater, Doc. I'm good.
I want some inside info. I want some crazy stuff.
What do you want?
I don't know. You can't tell us anything. I don't want to out your team.
Ian is raising his hand on his own podcast. Ian. We have a lot of things to talk about. Can we talk about 100? Or are we going to save that?
We have too many people on the podcast, so hands need to be raised so we don't just yell over each other. So I'm a hand-raised guy today. Scott, you know what I want to talk to you about? You don't have to say the specific place, but I would like to know where you are living in New York. This is a surprise guest that I was going to bring on. That's why this pod's going to get crazy.
That's awesome.
Suze, can you hear me? He's connecting to the audio. When he connects to the audio, Stephen, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There Stephen, he is.
Stephen, our podcast is getting crazy tonight. We have Scott Efros. You ever meet Scotty Efros?
He's got a shoulder sprain. God, we got to clean that up, big guy.
I know. We'll clean it up. We'll clean it up.
We're kind of doing a little Scotty interview here, and then we're gonna put it all together. But Scott, I want to know where you are in New York right now. You don't have to say the specific place you're living because you're such a fan favorite. We don't want people coming to your hotel room. But how are you liking the area? Where are you? What are you doing?
Hotel right now. I'm liking it. I am in Manhattan. There's plenty of good coffee shops and breakfast places that I'm getting accustomed to. Finding some favorites, and it's been good so far. Started to settle in a little bit more.
Are you driving to the ball yard?
No, I've been taking the train.
Oh, how's your train game? You liking the train?
Today was the first day I had to make an adjustment on the train because I usually make a stop and get in another train and take it to the Bronx. But my normal train was delayed today because of the weather. But I stayed on the same train I was on and then got out, took an Uber because it was like a lot closer. So kind of had to make an audible, feeling like a real New Yorker with that. David Robertson took the train to Yankee Stadium when we played there. And I thought it was the craziest thing about it. He's like, yeah, just hop on the train, came here. Like, that's the craziest thing of all time. Players don't take
trains.
Now
you're a train guy.
Now I'm a train guy.
You're the train guy.
Steven, here's the cross section here. We're gonna seamlessly go from one to the other. Steven, thank you for being on the pod. Great to see you.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Guess who has taken your Michael Phelps routine to the Yankees clubhouse?
And Anthony Wonton Rizzo.
Anthony has taken your Michael Phelps routine directly into the Yankee clubhouse.
You know what, Scott? The next time you see Anthony, you tell him he's a thief and he better pick up his phone.
You tell him
Michael Phelps said so.
I'll jot it down.
Did Riz hit you with the big league in Seattle?
No, he got back to me. But, you know, I said, hey, Anthony, let's have lunch. And then he texted me back at like 4 o'clock and said, you're canceled. Hey, that's an Anthony thing. So I'm just nothing new.
Yeah, I talked to him and told him you were coming on the pod, and he said, tell him I stole Michael Phelps' routine and I've been doing it in the Yankees training room.
I love that.
I think we talked about this last time you were on the pod, but just for anybody who missed your last episode or who doesn't know, when Steven was a Cubby, we have this nice room with all the pools, and we have a nice big pool that has one of those water treadmills in it and the jets and stuff. And Steven would put goggles on, and he would do the full Michael Phelps pre-Olympic slap the back and dive right in.
We don't do things half-assed when we're in Chicago, Ian. We go all in, you know? We go for the gold, as Michael would say.
As Michael would, yeah. Yep. We tried to get water to splash all the way onto the training room windows.
We did, yeah. And I remember, what's the head trainer's name there again?
PJ?
Was so mad at me.
We could and never said, find the guy that did in, it, though.
He came in. I don't know if it was you, me, and Kipnis, or it was me and Kipnis. And he said, what happened here? I go, Caitlin, like, jumped in the pool. But you know what? We're going to find out. I think it was her, but we'll find out. We'll get that guy. And he just, did not like that.
We'll find whoever did that.
You should have blamed Nate for it.
Oh, Nate was sitting there like a sad puppy watching me dive in there. It was unreal.
Steven, you're officially retired, huh?
Ian, I hung up my basketball shoes.
How's that? How's retirement?
You know, it's pretty good. I get to throw wiffle balls at my son and jump on trampolines. Yeah, cutters, obviously, is what he's gonna be so good. At Cutters Inc. He's a lefty, Ian, so he's going to be able to get here. you know, really playing some golf. Since I retired, I've actually gotten worse at golf. I don't know how that's possible. And then just bullying kids at LA Fitnesses for basketball championships. You know, that's really what my life consists of. So the other side is great, boys.
Yeah, that's electric. How's the lower half with basketball? Knee and everything's good?
You know, running doesn't hurt me, and jumping even not too much. But when you ask me to rotate on this lower half, my mind says yes and my body says no. You know?
Yeah.
Here comes the heater in. Go ahead and rotate that thing. Mind, yes. Body, no, thank you. We'll jam ourselves.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's how we ended up here, you know? The body beat the mind. That's what happened.
Steven, can I ask you a question about – we're going to go back to the Yankees for a second.
Yeah,
Steven,
for sure.
Do you ever – we have got on our producer, Tom, up here for panic from the Yankees fan base.
Okay.
Did you play the Yankees this year, Steven?
I did not. I played the Mets this year. I have played the Yankees plenty of times, though, in my career. Oh, do I love that place.
They're a pretty good team, huh?
You know what? I don't know if you guys have seen Space Jam, but at one point I thought that they were the Monstars in the middle of the year. Like, you look at the Clay Holmes out there, Aroldis Chapman, Giancarlo, Judge, Riz. I'm like, is everybody 6'5 plus over here or what, you know? And then they're just hitting homers, kissing babies, throwing 100. It's like they were playing in a different game for a while there, huh?
Yeah. Every one of their starters too had, when we went to play them in June, they were, yeah, every starter had a sub-3. It's like,
is that good?
It's like, this will be fun.
They had like 14 all-stars. They were the all-star team. I remember watching the game and it was like, next up for the Yankees in the all-star game, you know, everybody. Golly. They're just banged up right now, huh? You guys just banged up, Scotty?
A little banged up.
Scotty, let's get that shoulder right, pal. We got to get you out front with some extension. Nice little cutter, you know?
That's right. Yeah, sidearm cutter. Perfect.
Oof, it's funky. Thank God I missed you.
Suze, you never faced Scotty, huh?
I didn't. No, and you know what? I wake up every night and I'm like, or every morning, and I say, thank God I didn't face Scott Efros.
I'm going to interrupt this where we're at right now, okay?
Okay.
And this is the first ever
Mm-hmm.
Compound Podcast double interview.
Wow, I feel honored.
First ever, and it's brought to you by Mugsy Jeans. Okay,
it's by who?
You ever Mugsy Jeans? You ever worn Mugsy?
Like, are they short jeans, like Mugsy Bogues jeans?
No,
no.
They're Mugsy. The company is Mugsy Jeans. They're stretchy jeans. Okay, ooh, they're jeans. I'm wearing them right now. They're jeans.
Wow,
they're great material. They're stretchy. Okay. They're athletic. If you have a little of an athletic build, they'll give you a little bit of a stretch. Most
if I was picking up a rock, they'd stretch a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? Perfect. You know what else you could do? You could play basketball in these things.
Oh my gosh, my friends at the basketball fitness center, they would love it.
If you walked in there in Mugsy jeans and got after it, that would be quite a statement.
They would say, guys, what's gotten into you today, Steve? I go, well, guys, check out my Mugsy jeans.
Yes.
You can order yours online at
Mugsy.com. And you can use code JohnBoy for 10% off the entire order. Discount code JohnBoy.
You're welcome, Mugsy jeans. Yeah.
For the most comfortable jeans out there. Scotty, you have a pair of Mugsys?
Yes. I got a pair of shorts and two pairs of pants when they came to the clubhouse in Chicago. Very nice. Love the shorts. I'm not a big shorts guy, but those shorts are nice. I don't know really when I can wear them, but
they're Chicago based, and they are actually the only jeans that I wear. That is true. That is a real true thing. Only jeans
that
I wear.
That's a true statement.
True statement. Double interview. First ever double interview. Common podcast brought to you by Mugsy Jeans. Tom's over there going, how am I going to edit this thing together with two interviews. What?
I just realized all of our graphic designers are asleep and we don't have a template that has five slots. So I don't know what people are watching on YouTube right now. It's going to be something I whip up here at 1:30 in the morning. So.
Yep. Good for you, Tom.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's all going to be spliced together. I don't know how the people on the podcast are going to follow along. People are going to be listening. They're going to go, who are all these voices? We got so many people on this thing. This is basically like one of those Twitter spaces where everyone's just talking. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. I would like to talk. I don't want to miss this. Dakota Mekis had his first professional.
No, I started start? Two. I started two games last year.
Oh, okay. Well, he had a start the other day.
I have made three professional starts, and I've given off a leadoff homer in two of them. So might not be the life for me.
Do you give a leadoff homer in your start?
What do you throw, a heater down the middle?
Yeah, it was 2-0. I decided, you know what, let's start him out 2-0. It seems like a good idea, and then we'll just throw him right down the middle and see how far he can hit it.
I like it. Challenge yourself, you know, fall behind to get ahead.
Exactly. A little adversity.
Mm-hmm. Makes it tougher. How was your routine going into the opening role?
I did it like I was coming out of the bullpen. Played catch right before the game and then warmed up. We were on the road, so I warmed up in the top of the first and then just ran it.
That's your problem.
Well, I mean, I'm a reliever. I'm not a starter.
Yeah, but then you just gotta put headphones on the moment you wake up and then don't look at anybody in the eye. That's how you get it going.
That's how starters do it.
I'll never understand that.
You give one word answers if somebody asks you something. You take it off. You go, yep. Yeah. You know, and then you'll be in the zone. Do that next time, Dakota.
I didn't shag BP, and I got a lot of shit from the other relievers for it. And I was like, well, I'm taking advantage of this chance to not have to do it.
Absolutely, as you should.
Dakota, what was the line? What was your line?
Two innings, two hits, two runs, one walk, two strikeouts. Whole mess.
And was that was the mustache gone? That was it?
No, that was the outing after I shaved my mustache.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did something bad happen to make your mustache go?
I gave a homer to the same guy, the outing before.
Oof. Who is this guy?
Yeah, Hoy what's Park. His name? I'll find him.
Hoy Park, ex-Yankee. Ex-Yankee.
Hoy Park.
Yeah.
We got to find this guy.
He's my Yankee dad legends. Now. I said he owns me.
God
wow.
Damn it. Same pitch?
I come to the mound, and that guy, he gets excited. He's fired up to see me out there. He hit a slider out the first time and then a fastball. So maybe I'll just have to throw more changeups the next time.
I'm really pissed at Hoy Park because I really like that mustache.
I mean, I was only keeping it as long as I didn't give up a run. And then once I did, I was like, all right, I can finally get rid of it.
I mean, you can give up a run for like a month.
What?
That's why his mustache was so long.
It was like
Zach Short. I didn't even know you were on the screen. It's the first time I've seen you.
Suze, I'm here, man. I'm here.
What an amazing surprise.
Zach, will you care to tell Ian what you shot today on the golf course, please?
I'd rather not.
Ian, you're going to want to hear it.
I fired out an 82 today.
Man, golf's a tough game. It happens.
That wasn't proud.
That's okay. Where'd you play?
Did you play
same course you play all the other every other time up in here in Michigan, actually.
Beautiful state. I did play
you today, huh?
Scotty, I had three chip-ins today and still shot a 93.
Kirkland wedges, baby.
That's tough to do.
I had one birdie.
That's around. That's I've seen that Dakota Mekis round before. That's the one where he sits in the cart and doesn't talk to anybody.
Drags his driver on the cart behind the cart.
No.
like the gift for the sad guy walking.
Yes.
I had one birdie.
Three chips.
I had one birdie chip in, one par chip in, and one bogey chip in. What a bogey save. Yeah. And still
that's
fired out.
That's unbelievable.
I had one birdie on the card, one par. All the rest was bogey or worse.
That's hard to
Dakota,
do.
How many, right.
It happens.
Dakota, how many three putts?
Oh, my God. I had like seven.
You should have just got it. You should have just got it close to the green and tried to chip in every time.
I know. And I got the Scotty Kirkland.
You should have putted off.
The Scotty Kirkland putter let me down.
Should have put it in off the green and then chip.
To be
on.
Able to chip? It was a mess out there. But I didn't. But,
Kirk Clips.
But we did play with Jonathan Holder, and he had 10.
Oh, he's
putts.
Good.
He had 10 three putts today.
Really?
10.
What?
That's just 30 putts in 10 holes. That's not how you score.
He can play a little bit too.
No, the greens were really tough.
Where'd you guys go? TCI?
Copper Creek.
Seuss, what's your cup say there? Half empty or half full? You're a half full guy, huh?
Oh, I'm three quarters full, even if it's half full.
Go ahead, Scott. What do you got?
Please talk about your 100th hole. That's what everyone came here to hear. Oh. Please.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Steven, I hit my 100th homer in the big leagues.
Congratulations to you, huh? You and yours.
Thanks. Thanks, Steven.
To you and yours.
Wow.
You and yours.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, I did it.
How many guys can say they do that, huh? Suck on that, everybody else in the world.
Do you know there's less than 1,000, Steven?
That's not that many have ever born, you know.
That's not that many.
That's not
less than 1,000 people.
Tom's lights just went out.
Tom, you okay?
Yeah. If I sit still for more than 45 minutes, the lights will turn off. So I have to like move around while I'm doing work. It's very annoying.
Late night grounding. Thanks, Tom.
Ian, what'd you have to trade to get the ball?
A kid, I think his name was Harrison. I don't want to mess that up, but I'm pretty sure. 10-year-old birthday, tracked down the ball, came down, him and his family. I gave him a bat, signed a ball, and then he had a card that I signed. And he so graciously gave me the ball back. Really cool. And yeah, it was a nice homer. It was doing it at Wrigley was really cool. I've had a couple really cool milestones now at Wrigley, and that it was one. I said this on the radio the other day, but when the trade deadline was going on, I was like, I really wanted to get 100 as a Cubby, and now that the trade deadline's passed and I'm still there, like being able to do it at Wrigley as a Cubby, very, very cool.
That is cool.
How many people have 100 or more in baseball, do you know?
History?
Research
less
team?
Than 1,000.
Less than 1,000. It's like 950 or something like that.
Oh my God.
It's pretty crazy.
950! And eight's one of them.
You're in the top 1,000 power hitters of all time.
Wow. Hey.
That's very true.
A fact.
Wow.
You don't think of Ian Happ as particularly a power hitter, but he's a top
1,000
power hitter. Oh my goodness.
Until he takes his shirt
off.
You're
not a power hitter.
Ian, no. I think you are.
You're a 280, 290, doubles, and some homers. Are you a slugger?
How many have you been hitting a year? About 20, Ian?
24 and 25 are my best.
You got 20 last year, right? Yeah.
Maybe you are about it.
How many would you have hit in the 2020 season if we played a full year?
I hit 12 in 60 games that year.
So did they double that and then add that to your number?
I wish he's really only 88 right now. I hit my lowest year. I hit 15 and 18, and then I played half the season in 19 because I was in the bushes, and I hit 11 that year. 12 in the coast.
Okay, so how many homers do you have to hit in order to be considered a power hitter? Like a home run, 30?
I'd say 25 plus.
If you hit 20, I think if you hit 20 plus, you got some pop.
And Ian hit 20 plus last year.
Not that easy to hit 20 plus.
No, I'm not saying that.
Up to do.
It's a lot.
There's only a select few that can do it, Ian.
Yeah.
Scott, can you quit talking down on your ex-teammates, please, Scott? Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, I'm really happy for him. I brought it up.
You're in the city of brotherly love, you know?
Yep.
We got it.
Steven.
That's it.
Nailed it.
Steven, can you tell me what it's like to hit 30 in this show?
You know what? It's worse that I hit 30 for like 5 months and then only hit one in a month. That's what's embarrassing.
What was your bad month? September?
Yeah. I basically fell asleep in September. I played like I was dead. I hit like 120 with like one homer. I don't even know. I think I was playing cross-eyed or something. I don't know what happened that month. You know who I got the 30th homer off of though, Ian?
Who?
Said John Lester.
Johnny!
For the Chicago Cubs.
He was just in, what pitch?
It was a cutter. Yeah, it was a cutter up and in.
Was that at Wrigley or was it in Tampa?
No, it was in Tampa.
Yeah.
We did like a 2-2 thing that year.
We did a 2-2, yeah. And I think you guys came to us early and then we came to you late, right? That makes sense.
We came for the 4th of July.
No.
Yeah. Yes, because my son was born and I'll never forget this. We were leaving Wrigley and I had this great day at Wrigley, like 3-for-4 or something. And first time ever at Wrigley and I was pumped. It was amazing. And after the game, I'm like giddy to my wife and I'm like, hey, babe, like it was a great game, huh? And she's like, our plane leaves in an hour. And I was like, what's going on? My son had been screaming the whole game for 4 hours and was still screaming in that moment. That's how I don't forget.
Ooh. Yeah, it was July 4th and 5th. You're right. I don't remember it being that warm though, Stephen.
I think the temperature was a brisk 87
that day. I remember we faced Archer there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the days.
Archer, and then who did you face the other day? Don't know that day. We faced old Lackey and Lester.
Lackey old 1-2 Lester. Punch. What a time. What a time to be alive, huh? A
couple old wheelchairs thrown out there, huh?
Lester just came back to Wrigley, got a nice standing O from the crowd. It's pretty cool.
Good for him. He deserves that. What a legend.
He's also in retirement, Stephen.
What a legend.
And he's a Washington guy. You guys should connect about being retired.
He's not. He doesn't want to claim it. He hates Washington.
Yeah, he's a fake cowboy, and he does not claim Washington.
Oh, he says he was born and raised in Georgia. Like John. Your high school picture is on the wall at Belvin Prep.
Steven, what are your plans for retirement?
I think we're going to get a job, Ian.
What do you think you're going to do?
I was thinking about being a paper boy for a while, possibly waiting tables. I would be like a personal trainer at LA Fitness, you know, like, but only doing like yoga classes, you know what I'm saying? Like, or like underwater, you know, for the elderly.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just really pouring back into the older community and whatnot. Same with them. Landscaper, you know, stuff like that.
Do you have any desire to do the baseball media thing?
I have been talking with a few organizations. ESPN, The Ocho was one of them. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it if it's with the right people. What I really enjoy on a serious note is evaluating players. I really like to watch amateur, professional, semi-professional, semi-semi-professional, 4A, you know, triple ball, whatever you want. I love watching it all.
You haven't watched enough baseball games in your life, huh? You want to watch
sports?
More?
No, I've watched them like from a different lens though, of like, okay, where does this cutter have to start? And then what is he going to throw off of it? Okay, that's how I watch. Okay, that's what he does. Okay, now I got to move on to the next guy. This is like watching the whole game. Watching Ian Happ in left field every single day just paint a canvas, and I get to watch and evaluate how he paints the canvas. It's a beautiful canvas, by the way.
Thank you. So would you want to do like work for a team and do like scouting or player evaluation or special assistant stuff? Like, would that be really cool for you? Or would you want to like watch and evaluate, or would you want to like talk to the minor leaguers and try to help guys get better, or both?
I think a little bit of both on that one. And, you know, when everybody retires, everybody wants to be a special assistant, you know, I mean, but I actually want to like, I want to help. There's a lot of stuff that I went through, a lot of trials that I faced and ups that I had that I feel like I can really help pour back into another generation. But also, like, yeah, scouting. Like, I would really like to, like, learn that side. The draft fascinates me. And being able to dive into that and how guys make decisions and get a better overall grasp of like baseball as a whole and an organization as a whole and how they do things. So that it, at the end of the day, if I do go back into, let's say, coaching or I manage a team, that I would, let's be real, I'm not going to manage a team. But if I were another coach, that I would have a better holistic view of the organization.
It is fascinating with the draft and as you kind of play for longer and see guys that come through. And we've all been drafted with guys that have not been selected as high and had great careers and guys that mm-hmm. have been selected at the top and struggled. And, you know, just evaluating players in general and what teams value and why they value it. That to me has been very interesting. Like as you keep going to see the way the teams evaluate players.
Yeah. Even since I got drafted, it's changed a ton. You know, so I'm just, yeah, for it's sure. going to keep turning. So I just love to, continue to learn about it. I love learning and I love LAMP. I love the LAMP. Yeah. I love LAMP.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Some fancy water.
I'll say it's show water.
It's Aaron Judge water.
Sometimes you just can't hide money. You just got so much, it's hard to hide it.
Aaron Judge has that water. You know who else has that water? You know who else has that water? Framil Reyes has that water. Maybe it's a water for massive humans.
Probably you have to be the 6'8" club or above.
Have you ever seen Newcomb? He always comes in with fancy water. He always has like a Newcomb? Boss water. Like he's got the fancy.
Newcomb's stuff. Got. Newcomb's
yeah,
got
that
good
boss
water.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to make – I probably shouldn't say this on something that's going to be published and out there in the world, but I will. I said to our nutritionist today, I said, hey, why don't we get fancy water anymore? We used to get fancy water here with the Cubbies. You know, we used to have Essentia. We used to have no free ads. We used to have Defiance Fuel. I believe it was Johnny Lester, the one Johnny Lester had. We used to have a bunch of different fancy waters, and we used to have electrolyte tablets, and we used to have all kinds of fancy waters. Now we get Aquafina, and that's your only option. You just get Aquafina. And I said,
isn't Jehe with Essentia? Isn't he Essentia guy?
He's got Essentia. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just fancy waters, nice once in a while. But hey,
Wisdom had the Liquid Death. Cans.
Oh, Liquid Death. That's
spring
a can.
Training. He had a big crate of them. He's throwing them out in spring training. I remember that.
Let's play a little game. Let's play a little game sponsored by Roman. Okay, Roman. Seuss, what do you know about Roman? You can take Roman now. You're done playing.
Oh, it's a great country. There are a couple warriors that came out of there. Very good army. Very well known for the Coliseum area.
Yeah,
wonderful, wonderful place.
Let me tell you, you might be feeling like you have a Coliseum. Testosterone is an important nice. Part of a man's body.
That was disgusting.
It's important to start supporting it early.
Yeah,
is this supplements are a way to aid your body's natural functions, and if you feel like diet, exercise are not enough, Roman T support is meant to help men maintain their body's natural T levels. Mm-hmm. If you have low T, think about Roman T support. Support healthy testosterone levels, magnesium to support muscular health, vitamin D3, fat soluble vitamin, and zinc.
That's a good
one. There's all kinds of stuff in here. GetRoman.com/compound today. $15 off your first order of Roman T support. That's GetRoman.com/compound. Here's the game sponsored by question.
First of all, before you ask the question, do you pick the ads? Because it feels like you're trying to tell me something now that I'm retired. Just because I'm retired, Ian, doesn't mean my testosterone is dropping. And I know that Roman will help that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going through that right now, okay?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but you know what it does mean? It is you are free and clear to get some Roman T support if you so choose.
I will choose.
This is the game, okay? Yep. Sponsored by Roman. Yep. Roman.com/compound. GetRoman.com/compound. The game is, what's your favorite water?
I think they all taste pretty much the same.
All that for this game.
I'll go first. I really like Fiji. I like the bottle. I like the small Fiji bottle. I like the one that fits in your hand. All right.
I like I really Fiji. Really good.
This is just a flex that you like Fiji water, right?
I thought for sure you were going to say Aquafina.
Yeah, Aquafina. Not my favorite. The Fiji water, the little Fiji bottle. God, it's nice. It's nice. Anybody else with a favorite water?
Kirkland.
Somebody to support the brand.
Costco Company for man. Life.
Company man.
Good old Kirk City, huh?
This Hawaii Akia.
It's from a Hawaiian volcano.
It's very nice.
So is a Hawaiian volcano.
Yeah, it's very nice. I do also like the in order to get off the plane in Chicago, and Joy would hand you the big Pellegrino bottles. Those are really nice.
Oh, you're sparkling a sparkling water guy.
Yeah, huh? I just I just like the matte, like the big feel of a big glass sparkling water. It's very refreshing.
You feel fancy.
That's a good one as well. You feel really fancy.
I don't want to drink water out of a glass though, like a glass bottle.
You use your hands.
A bottle, Scott.
You want plastic. You want something that's worse for the environment. That's who you are.
Exactly.
I'll recycle. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. What's your favorite water?
You know, I'm like Dakota. I don't see many differences. I catch myself drinking smart water once in a while.
Because you're a smart guy.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Sue, is your favorite water?
Tap water, actually, is my go-to, especially in Seattle. Straight from the Himalayas.
Sound.
It's Tom, the Himalayas.
Your favorite water?
I would say probably Essentia.
Essentia's a good water.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
pH balance. Tom?
I'd say I like Poland Spring. I'm a big Poland Spring guy. But Ian, did you know they did a taste test? New York City tap water versus Fiji blind taste test, and Fiji lost. So ever since I read that, I can't get out of my mind with Fiji.
But those are the same people that are on Twitter yelling about the Yankees being 10 games up in the division. So can you really trust the sample?
I'm going to be honest with you. Question. I don't think the Yankee Twitter trolls are out there doing water studies, but that's just me.
Hey, you never know.
That's what they're doing in their spare time.
Yankees are a big Poland Springs team. We have a lot of Poland Springs in the clubhouse. It actually is a very good water. I will say that.
Do you guys have other fancy water in there?
Other fancy? Not. This is a 10-minute segment on water.
I'm in a water mood.
We got this, and we got Poland Springs, and we got some like sparkling waters or like seltzer waters. Does that count as other waters?
Like bubbly, like bubblies.
Bubbly.
All right, we're done with the water segment. Steven, question: Yankee Stadium Road clubhouse food, best you've ever had?
No doubt about it.
No question, right?
No question. Doug is a legend in there. He's the guy that runs the food room in there. Unbelievable! Shout out to Doug. But nowhere else in the league do you get steak and lobster or steak and crab. It's unbelievable.
I saw Doug tonight. Like for the first time since I've been here, and I'm like you're a celebrity. Like they're incredible.
Incredible. Yeah.
Homeside also tremendous too.
I figured.
Is there anything else that we should touch on, friends? Anything going on around baseball? Anything anybody wants to talk about?
Yeah, I got something I want to talk about over here. I want to know what adjustments you made this year for you to be so consistent. Because you've always been really good, but what are you doing this year to help you stay on track day in and day out?
I'm playing every day.
Yeah.
That's
every
cool.
Time you've done that, you've been pretty good.
Yeah. You know what it is? It was kind of a mindset change, I think. But playing every day with that has helped. And it's understanding that the season is so long. And there's good days and good stretches and bad stretches, and like going through an 0-for-3 and 0-for-4, cut some of those back-to-back times you're not seeing it great, like that as you go through it and you play every day, like those things will happen. And as long as you stay with the process and continue, the good stuff is on the back end of that. Like right now I'm in the middle of probably a 1-15 or something like that. And it's just like, you know, we just played the Brewers with a good staff. We had our first game with the Cardinals and got it shoved up our ass by Montgomery. And like those things happen. And if you fall into the trap of riding a wave in the middle of the season, you can get yourself down a rabbit hole and just like being, all right, you know, keep going, keep getting through some of these tough patches. You'll come out the other side with an easier road ahead. And I've kind of adopted that and like been okay with some down. And like, if you go through a big league season, like you're going to have multiple 1-20s, like they exist, and it's just weathering that storm and not, you know, getting too far inside your own melon when you're going through that. And that's been a big change. But I think part of that is like playing every day and understanding that if I go 0-4 with 2 punch outs, like I'm not out of lineup. So there's, you know, there's part of that that goes into it too.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a good point though. Like knowing that you have the capability to go 0-4, like, and it's not the end of the world and you're going to be right back out there, is a huge confidence booster.
Huge, huge. And like you know, you go through the season, like even the best dudes in the world, even Judge, even Trout, like those dudes go through 1-20s. Like the best players in the universe go through it. And like we were in Milwaukee this year when Scotty was still a Cub, and they showed it on the screen. Trout was 0-14 with 11 punch outs.
Mm.
It's like, this guy's the best player in the world. He was still hitting 290 with a 950 OPS, and he was 0-14 with 11 punch outs. Like, that shit happens to everybody. And like, if you're going to get so caught up in every one of those times when you struggle or when and hit the panic button and try to find what's going on or whatever, you just keep going farther down the hole. And it's like, baseball is really fucking hard. You're going to run into good arms. You're going to run into good staffs. You're going to run into sometimes when it's not clicking. And it's knowing, you know, that you're going to come out the other side of that. There's 2-hit days and 3-hit days behind it, because that's how you put together a season. And like watching Riz, watching some of these dudes put together full seasons and what it looks like, I think helped me too. But just getting the opportunity to play every day.
Wow, what an answer. Can I have that cut and sent to me?
A little motivation.
Yeah, I'll make a video. Yes.
I'm going to have it as my alarm when I wake up in the morning.
Ian, which one, you guys have had a lot of new teammates lately. Which one of your new teammates has replaced me as your best friend in the clubhouse?
You're self-proclaimed as best friend?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nobody could replace you.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
It's got to be Nico.
Yeah.
Oh,
Nico and I are very close. You know what's nice is having Madrigal out there every day.
That's good.
It's nice to have Magic, because Madrigal was always there, but he had some rehab assignments. He was back and forth. He was, you know, going, trying to get healthy. And it's nice to have him every day. He's really funny.
You did mention it earlier, but how large is Framil Reyes? He looks
This is my Framil story, for if you want to kind of a size. John Lester was in town yesterday. We were sitting there in the locker room. You know where my locker is. John's sitting in Wade's locker, so right across. You know what I mean? So, Seuss, yeah. Do you know where my locker was and you're walking out to the thing? So right across the doorway is where Wade Miley's locker is. So Lester's sitting in Wade's locker. I'm sitting in my locker. We're talking. Framil comes walking in. He sees John. He introduces himself like, "Hey, Framil, nice to meet you." Shakes his hand. John stands up, shakes his hand, then looks at me and goes, "Jesus, that's a big motherfucker." And I'm like, if John Lester is saying that somebody is big, like, then you know that it's a massive human. Because when you meet John, like, John is a door frame himself. Like, he's massive. Framil's bigger than that. He's huge.
And he rakes.
And he hits the ball with Fran Mile.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hits the ball hard. Hard.
You should just continue the pun game as your retirement gig. It's pretty good so far.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, in my old age, as I go back and check out more Roman, I will definitely write down some some puns, you know, people just in the elderly community, especially in the water Olympics, they really enjoy it.
When you're on the road scouting in a couple months, you just think about a couple of Get Roman ads you could write, and then you'll be doing.
It's so great. Roman tea, just for you and me.
Can we hit the Sloan time for everybody? Suze, I want to know what your screen time is these days as you're in retirement.
14 hours a day.
How much time do you spend on the phone?
I wake up, stare at my screen. I stare at my screen. I eat while I stare at my screen. I flip through games. No, I'm probably at 4 hours again. 4 hours a day.
Well, can you look at your thing? You know how to do it?
Nope. I don't really want to, because I don't want to find out.
I want to see it. I want to see it. Suze, do you remember the Sloan flushers that we had in the clubhouse?
The hoobity whatties?
Sloan flushers. Remember all the flushers, all the automatic flushers that we had in the clubhouse? Yes. and the faucets? They're all Sloan. I don't know if you know Sloan Valve, but if you ever need automatic flushers, if you ever need automatic anything where you don't touch the thing, Sloan Valve.
It's actually one of my favorite urinals. You know, whenever I go, I say, man, they didn't have a Sloan and they're missing out.
Zach actually won't go unless it's Sloan.
I could see that.
I've had a long trip where I'm like, I just got to wear it for the company.
Shorty seems like that guy, you know.
Have to.
Hey, I'm not going.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
My screen time today is 3 hours and 35 minutes, friends. Oh, 3:05. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Mine's 4:38 today.
Ooh, 4:28.
Oh, I feel bad. I'm a loser. 4:56.
Ew.
A lot of that. What I will say that a lot of that was maps trying to figure out my subway.
Probably not. I think so.
Yeah.
No, it was. Not. I mean, I'll pin.
Nah. I don't think so.
No.
Is that what about the old segment? Is that so or no, Scott? I like real throwback. Like, no, I believe you.
No.
No. Sure. No. Sure. I believe you. It was in maps looking at my subway changes on the subway.
Sure was, Scotty. Sure was.
Tom?
It was. 49 minutes.
Yes. I don't know why Scotty's actually – Scotty should have just waited for me to go because he wouldn't have been the loser. He's I'm 8:20.
Whoa. But you don't really count. You're working.
Yeah.
8:20.
Your job's under.
You're working, though.
We still want to see a double digit out of you, but
– Yesterday was a double. I think yesterday I looked at it. Yesterday was bad. Yes, Sunday was 11 hours, 8 minutes. There you go.
Sunday doesn't count. It's all good. Sunday doesn't count.
Sundays – once football season starts, for sure, Sundays don't count.
Oh, yeah. Really quick. I want to hear Zach's Zach Wilson. How is he feeling about Zach Wilson?
I mean,
being hurt.
I'm happy that
is
he's going
to come back.
We'll see.
Joe Flacco starting week one. I saw.
Yeah, you can't spell Joe Flacco without elite. So
that's a fact.
I'm a big football guy. I know a lot of football. I think that it's really exciting that Joe Flacco could start. Because maybe he just ends up taking that team to a championship, huh? He's got winning in his blood, huh?
Hey, next man up.
Go Jets. any other football you want to talk about that Tom will cut, or you guys go in the football? That's episode 124 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parsay Rum. When I say Parsay, you say Rum. Parsay.
Rum.
Rum.
Steven, thank you for coming on. Scott, thank you for coming on. We'll see you next week.
Roma.
Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.